It's the calm before the storm here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's the Lake Show until 9 p.m. Henry Lake and Christopher Tubbs. And I really want to have some fun with you guys tonight, specifically here as we start the show. Growing up in North Minneapolis, just like many of you throughout the state of Minnesota, growing up a Prince fan, Prince, many, many years ago, used to do free concerts in the park in North Minneapolis, specifically in the projects, which we're talking like early Prince. Before Prince was like international Prince, that's like a special memory to even think about to this day. And the reason why I thought about that specifically is because last week, one of the biggest names right now in music is Kendrick Lamar, hip-hop star out of Compton, California. They did a holiday concert free for the folks in a specific project in Compton, California. And when you see the aerial shots of this stuff, it reminds me, because number one, my mind was blown at seeing this, right? That many massive amounts of people at night at a free concert, like in the hood. And I start thinking about Prince and how he did this. It wasn't a nighttime show, but many years ago. So I said, I got to bring this to the people, and I want the people to weigh in all across the listening audience, thinking about Minnesota and music. This is what I need your help with, okay? 651-461-9226, stylesfinancial.com, talk and text line, because we can have fun with this. But I want you guys to give it your best shot. Minnesota music, Mount Rushmore. What is the Minnesota music Mount Rushmore? Because when I asked this around the newsroom with Taylor and Laura, and then I asked Chris Tubbs, and I asked just leaving out of here, Dan Cook and Jason DeRussia, and I texted a few people. There are two obvious ones, okay? But then the other two are up for grabs. The two obvious with the Minnesota Mount Rushmore are Prince and Bob Dylan. Those are the two obvious ones. But this is where I need your help. Who else gets the nod? Who else do you roll into the mix? Who else do you factor in? I find it interesting because I think that everybody will have a different take on who should be elevated to that level. We can all agree. It's a slam dunk. It's unanimous. Prince and Bob Dylan. Okay? Those two for certain. But where else do you go? 651-461-9226. And I will get to who I thought makes it. And I know that Chris will get to who he thought should make it. We'll reveal a group that Laura thought should get there. And this does not have to be. And just so you guys are aware, you can put a group in there. It doesn't have to just be a solo artist, okay? That's not how we look at this. Just who makes the Mount Rushmore of music for Minnesota? 651-461-9226. You can call us. You can text us on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line. But I think that everybody looks at at Prince and by the way, people that are texting me, you got to text me four. You can't text me one name. All right, you got to text me the four. You can't text me, even if it's obvious that it's Prince and Dylan are part of the four, you got to text me all four. So you have to put in the text Prince and Dylan. You can't just give me one name, okay? So as we await some phone calls, okay? See, we got more people just texting a name. Don't text me one name. Just text me all four. Just put all four in one text. Not that hard. So now, real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because I only came up with three. I didn't come up with four. I came up with three, and this is what I did. I rolled Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis into one. They are one of the best producing tandems in all of music that we've ever seen. I mean, the people that they created and did music for, like, there's no Janet Jackson being an international global icon if not for Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. So they used to be in the time. So yeah, they were part of a group. But I'm gonna roll them in just based on just being some of the greatest producers of all time. Like when you start thinking about like Quincy Jones and all these other, like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and I had the opportunity to chat with Jimmy Jam just a couple of weeks ago, face to face.
So jealous.
So I have them on my Mount Rushmore as together. Okay.
Oh, the music scene today.
You can't separate them too.
The music scene, music today would not be what it was because you talk about Quincy Jones and you talk about Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Yeah, music is not what it is today if it wasn't for them.
All right. So, and I'd love to get some phone calls too. 651-461-9226. Now, we agreed on Prince. We agreed on Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. There was one group that Chris Tubbs brought up that Laura Oakes also brought up, and that was Soul Asylum. Right? Isn't that who you brought up?
Yes.
You mentioned Soul Asylum.
Yep. Yeah, this might be their most well-known Runaway Train, but I like Someone to Shove, but to me, I think Soul Asylum is good. I think we've got a lot that are well-known, but I think when you're talking about Bob Dylan and Prince, that bar is just really, really high.
Well, so, they're the obvious ones.
Oh, yeah, the obvious ones there. I do know that, you know, you mentioned Morris Day and the Time. I mean, the Time, you talk about Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
But they are represented by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. No question about it. They are represented by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Now, let me factor this in.
Okay.
When I thought about this topic, of course, I had to check in with my good friend, Brian Oak, right? Like when you think about music and you think about radio and you think about those people that know the history and have it locked down, I wanted to check in and get the temperature and the assessment of this from Brian Oak. And okay. Brian Oak, he texted me, clearly, Prince, Bob Dylan, Husker Du,
yep.
And the Replacements. Those were his four.
This is a good song. Replacements, I'll Be You, absolutely.
Turn it up. Give him some volume. Show him some love. Give him some respect. Put some respect on him. Now, were they one of the names that you thought of initially?
They were one of those secondary. Those secondary groups. The funny thing about
isn't everything secondary after Prince and Bob Dylan, though?
Yes, it is. And the funny thing about Husker Du is Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters and Nirvana fame, he actually shouted out Husker Du as being an influence for them. And if you listen to it, you can kind of tell some alternative grunge.
You can hear it.
You can hear the Husker Du influence in Foo Fighters.
You can't hear it. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to take our first break. Love to come back. I want to hear from you guys. We got people texting. Love for people to call in. 651-461-9226. Give me your four, okay, whether it's via text or the phone call, even though we know the obvious Dylan's in the mix, Prince is in the mix. You got to give me four. We do that next year on The Lick Show. The Jayhawks represented here, the text line from the 320. Jayhawks basically invented the genre of alternative. They're trying to say country. 651-461-9226. I want your four. Tell me what you got. Now, this 952 number that just texted in, if you don't have Prince and Bob Dylan on your four, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? 651-461-9226. Let's go to Greg in Golden Valley before Chris goes to the text line. What you got, Greg?
How you doing, Henry?
I'm doing pretty good.
I know we got the obvious. We got Prince and we got Bob Dylan, but how about the Crows and Gypsy?
The Crows.
And Gypsy. I'm dating myself. But they had good.
So you got to hit me. You got to hit me on Gypsy.
I can't think of the name of the songs, but they definitely have some tunes that you would remember.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. Go ahead, Dave.
There's one other one. Trampled by Turtles is kind of a newer one.
Yeah. Now they've been around for how long though?
Oh, probably 7-8 years.
Yeah,
probably.
They're more recent. They're more recent.
Yep.
All right, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, I think that the Trampled by Turtles, they started in Duluth, I think, like 20-ish years ago. They've been Trampled by Turtles. They're very niche, but I'm a fan.
And they're from Duluth.
Yeah, they're from Duluth. Yeah, let's go to the text line here. We've had a couple of people say Gordon Lightfoot, even though he had the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, he was technically born in Canada, so we can't, unfortunately, as much as we'd like to claim Canada at times, we can't.
Who was that just walked past?
Was
that Adam?
I don't know. I was looking.
Okay, my bad.
No, Adam Springer?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I should have waved him in here.
Yeah, sure.
No, go ahead. Go ahead on the text line, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get a phone call here. So.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll get the phone call. You can, I got one here that I'll definitely get to.
All right, so Trampled by Turtles, they are from Duluth, and they have put out how many albums have they put out? I mean, they have released 10 full albums. 10 full albums. That's doing it at a high level right there. That is doing it at a high level. 651-461-9226. People are weighing in now. Let me go back to the text line here for a second. For 763, we got Bob Dylan, Prince, clearly, Atmosphere, and Brother Ali. Brother Ali just did First Avenue, I want to say just on the 15th. So that was this past Sunday. He did his latest concert, Brother Ali. I like Brother Ali. He's pretty good. Let's see who else here. Bob Prince, Bobby V, and it's Tom Moland. I need help with that. Of Badfinger, are you hip? You look like you're hip on that.
I know the band Badfinger, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I don't know like him, like Tom Holland in particular. I know we do have one that, you know, Soul Asylum, but here's one that. For anybody that was in the bar scene, say, I don't know, 15-ish years ago.
Oh, come on. This is a classic.
I mean, who wasn't looking for the Friday and Saturday night hookup, right?
This is a classic.
I mean, it is, yes. But yeah, Semisonic, Closing Time.
Closing Time.
This is a good jam. I can just like rock out to this for like a couple of minutes. 651-461-9226. Let's take a phone call from James in Bloomington. What's up, James?
Yeah, hey, I'm going to really blow you up on this.
Okay.
Of course, Prince, Bob Dylan, The Suburbs, and the Andrews Sisters.
The who sisters?
The Andrews Sisters.
Oh, the Andrews Sisters.
You know, remember the Andrews Sisters back in the, 30s and 40s?
No, I do not. They were active back in like 1925. I'm not. They're kind of off my radar.
Yeah, but they were huge for their time.
And who'd you say right before the Andrews Sisters?
The Suburbs.
The Suburbs. The Andrews Sisters. It looks like was pretty. They were pretty big. Who put you up on the Andrews Sisters?
I'm 65 years old. I remember the sun. I remember the Andrews.
Yeah, but you're not 100 years old. They're around in the 20s.
Yeah, but I spent time around all the grandparents and the sisters, and after they listened to.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Hey, thanks for the phone. Thanks for the phone call, James. I appreciate it, my man. That's awesome. That's what I love about this, man. And thanks for the phone call from James and Bloomin. I love the diversity in what people are naming. Let's go to Kay in Prior Lake. She wants to weigh in. How you doing, Kay?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So the two obvious that everybody is already talking about, and then you alluded to them, but I think the time should be up there. The time were huge.
The time were huge.
And then
yep. But this is the thing, though. This is the reason why I did that, Kay, is that, like, when you think about all these groups and you think about representation, because of the genius of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, I felt like, because they were members of the time, that they're still being represented here with the ones that I put up there. But that's a good call. The time, definitely.
Yeah, and then this one, I'm not 100% sure they were Minnesota, but were the Smithereens a Minnesota company, Minnesota band?
The Smithereens. Well, we're going to find out here in a second. We're going to look at the old, good old Google. No, they're from New Jersey.
Oh, okay, shoot. Okay, I wasn't sure. So I guess I've got an empty head.
No. You're totally fine.
You got the right show for that.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in, Kay. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's take a phone call from Dan in Shoreview. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing awesome. Now I'm super interested in the Andrews Sisters. Now I got to hear some of their stuff from the 20s.
Well, one of the names I would throw out, and I don't know if you could put her on the list, but maybe Judy Garland.
Yeah, people are texting Judy Garland. There's no question. I'm glad that you called in with that, because you're the only person that's called in with Judy Garland. But Judy Garland is being represented here on the text line. There's no question.
Because they made a movie out of her, you know. another big band that was popular around the Twin Cities was the Big Woo. I don't know. They were college band, but.
Wait, you said the Big Woo, right?
The Big Woo.
Yeah, the Big Woo. Yeah. I'm just familiar with the name of the Big Woo. They're from Northfield. I've never seen them perform, but clearly, just because I'm a big, like, when we talk about, like, the local venues and stuff like that, specifically, like, a First Avenue and stuff like that, that the Big Woo's been around, and, yeah, they're definitely a name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anyway, wanted to throw those names out there. Hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, Dan. Dan in Shoreview checking in here. And I'm glad that he mentioned the Big Woo, because realistically, when I look at the text line here, might be the only time that the Big Woo's come up. So I appreciate that from Dan in Shoreview. Let's see here. Do we got one more phone call? Dick in the Twin Cities? Let's go to Dick in the Twin Cities. What's up, Dick?
Hi there. I just turned on the show, but I didn't know if you had mentioned Steve Greenberg and Funky Town.
I had not.
It was the number one song in the world in 1986.
Yep. We got it queued up. This is what you're talking about right here, right?
Yep, that's it.
There you go. Who else? Like, round out that Mount Rushmore, because we're talking about the Mount Rushmore of Minnesota music. Who else do you have included?
I don't know. I've worked with a lot of artists in town. That's what I do, is studios, publishing. But Mark Brown was really good. All the band members from Prince. Bobby Z was the drummer.
Yep.
Got Mark.
I met Bobby Z. Yep.
And, gosh, it's just been a bunch of talent here. We're very lucky and fortunate to be part of it.
Yep.
I got an interesting story about Prince and Bob Dylan, if you have a quick minute.
Yeah, we got a minute. Go ahead.
Des Dickerson was doing an audition at First Avenue and brought a lot of record A&R people in. And I just happened to be sitting next to Prince up in the balcony, and he did like a 4-song set.
What year is this?
Oh, gosh, this has been probably 20 years ago. But
okay.
Prince was sitting right next to me. The show got over, which was abbreviated, and we all took off for the dressing room and got down there, and all of a sudden, Prince just stopped dead in his tracks. And I looked up, and there was Bob Dylan. He had come in the back way in his limo. And so here's Dylan and Prince face to face, and neither one will say a word to the other first. It was checkmate. And it was probably one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life. Here's two of the biggest stars in the world, undeniably, and they won't talk to each other. They just looked at each other and then scampered off to the dressing room. And fortunately for me, I got a chance to talk to Bob Dylan after that. And then finally he said, well, I guess I'm just going to mosey on, and jumped in his limo and and took off.
Wow. Wow. Hey, thanks for this. Bizarre. Yeah, thanks for that phone call, Dick. I appreciate that story, man. Dick in the Twin Cities checking in, giving us a good story about Bob Dylan and Prince. Let me say this before we move on and get to another commercial break and then come back with a different topic. The thing about being from here, and I don't know how much you guys have kind of traveled or lived in other places or went to school in other places. The one thing that I've encountered, just because I love music, is that we get a lot of respect because of our music scene. Like when I went to college in Atlanta, when I lived in Kansas City, like everywhere you go, people know that there have been great groups and musicians in the music scene out of Minnesota. I'm dead serious. Like, people will give you instant, like, street cred just based on that. Heck, I told that to Jimmy Jam's face a couple of weeks ago for a holiday party, not here, but a group that I'm a part of. And I said, hey, man, I got to be honest with you. Back in 1991, when I was a freshman at Morehouse, you gave us street cred, the Minnesota guys, because, you know, everybody was upset with us because of what Kirby Puckett and the Twins did to the Braves. But because you guys were producing all these great artists and you had Mint Condition that was doing their thing and Sounds of Blackness and all these other, like, everybody was like, you know what, we're going to give you guys a pass just because you guys got great music right now.
And they say that, you know, Minneapolis has a certain sound to it. And I think that's true. I think that there's just, when something comes out of Minneapolis, it's like, it's very identifiable.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. Maybe we can kind of weave in some of the other groups that you guys are mentioning on the text line as we move on to other topics throughout the rest of the evening here with the show. But coming up next, I'm so happy to see this with regards to Cub Foods looking to lower their prices. But I have questions. Maybe you have answers. We do that next year on The Lake Show.
Come from above.
The Big Woo.
We came to have a good time.
The Woo before the Wu-Tang.
So leave all your worries behind. I came to party.
Mm-hmm. This is a banger.
I came to party.
All right, let's talk about Cub Foods. We'll keep the theme of the Minnesota music Mount Rushmore kind of weaved into the show throughout the rest of the evening.
Yeah, give me ideas for the rest of the night.
Yeah, we're going to have the text line open. You can, if you'd like, 651-461-9226. We'll let you be, what do you call it, like make suggestions to the DJ?
Yeah.
DJ Tubbsy?
DJ Tubbsy in his house.
If you want to make a request to DJ Tubbsy.
But it's got to be a banger, okay? We only hanging with the bangers tonight, folks, okay? That's how we do.
All right, so let's talk about Cub Foods for a second.
No doubt.
Because Cub Foods, according to Axios Twin Cities, is slashing its prices, okay? Or they've already started slashing their prices, which is good. I'm going to give them props for that, okay? They've been slashing prices, attempting to turn things around with what the company leaders called a soft couple of years, okay? That's what Axios Twin Cities is reporting, that they've been spotting some new low-price stickers all over stores in recent weeks. On Tuesday, their parent company, UNFI, confirmed during an earnings call that the reductions are part of a strategy to be more competitive. We're investing some in price to be more competitive, but we're funding it through the operations, and we're, I would say, optimistic that we're in the early days of a retail turnaround in the Twin Cities, said UNFI CEO Sandy Douglas. All right, so let me just say something to you guys about Cub Foods. And feel free to chime in. 651-461-9226. A couple years ago, and let me put this out there. I typically shop at Byerly's Lunds, Kowalski's, and Whole Foods. I'm not trying to be a Cub Foods hater, okay? I'm not trying to be that guy, okay? And I'm not saying I don't ever shop at Cub or I never go spend a couple dollars at Hy-Vee or whatever, but you know you have those specific places that you typically would go to, and one of the reasons why, and I know somebody out there going to be like, oh, likes a snob. Like he's going to Whole Foods all the time. Whole Foods has the discount if you're a Prime member, okay? And I love getting the discounts on certain products that I'm going to go shop at because of being Amazon Prime. But my point is this. 2 years ago, I'm in Cub Foods in North Minneapolis, okay? And this is, I won't call it the hood, but it's not an upscale area of town. But I go into this Cub Foods, and I look around at the prices. And the reason why I was there was because my father needed something. I ran to that location, because it was close, to just grab this simple item. I looked at the prices. Dude, my jaw dropped. I was like, Cub Foods is more expensive with certain things than Whole Foods and Byerly's Lunch. I was like, this is not what Cub Foods used to be. To me, Cub Foods used to be reasonable. So my mind was blown at seeing that. I have no idea how people in certain parts of the city, whether it's, the Brooklyn Center one is now closed, I think.
Yeah, I think
one,
you're right.
There's one in Brooklyn Center that's closed. So my point in bringing this up is, I was like, there's no way I could regularly shop here because for simple things, and we're not talking organic. We're talking about just stuff where you're like, hold up, I grew up on this stuff, and I'm past buying this because I'm trying to eat healthier. I want, you know, better produce, whatever. And I'm like, this stuff is, in terms of the price point, it's way too much. The reason why I bring it up now is because when I see this story, what have I been saying for the last couple of years? That I know that the word that has had us all in our emotions and feelings is inflation. But what I have been saying on this show, and you guys know that I've been talking about this, is it doesn't have to be this way. And I'm not just talking about in Minnesota. I'm talking about wherever we are in this country. Companies, when they feel like they got you and they can raise prices and you can't do anything because everybody's got to eat, it's unacceptable the prices that we are paying. Like when people are getting up mad about, remember people like, well, Joe Biden, I can't get eggs. Yeah. I can't get this. I said, hey, man, I don't think that the eggs are high because Joe Biden wants the eggs to be high. I said, the bottom line is we're getting gouged.
Yep.
Us as citizens in this
corporate
country are getting
price gouging.
So how in the world can Cub now say, oh, we're going to slash prices? And everybody is like talking about the prices, but now they can selectively do it? Come on, man.
I mean, this is something that I don't know.
So can't all the other grocery stores do it too?
They can. They can. And I mean, this is kind of why, you know, going back, what, a few months when, you know, we talked about Aldi's was, you know, having these sales, and then other retailers were going to follow suit. It's like, this is something they could have done quite a while ago, but they didn't. And I understand it's capitalism. I totally understand that. But when we're looking at it now and you're like, hey, guess what? We're going to lower these prices. It kind of gives me the impression of some of these Black Friday sales. Well, yeah, you're lowering the prices, which looks good on the surface. But when you sit and you look at it, these prices were raised to bring it back down. So the perception is that you're getting a deal. Therefore, you're not. I mean, whenever you see something that's clearance or markdown.
But we're used to that. We're used to that. With retail, we are used to that. We're not used to it on an everyday, I got to buy groceries to feed my family basis, though. Like the Black Friday stuff, we're used to that. To me, I don't even get in my feelings about that because I'm used to us looking at things like if put it like this, do I need an Apple Watch? No, I don't need one. But do I want one? Yes. And if it becomes cheaper on Black Friday, yes. But in terms of like everyday essentials like food, if Cub can now say,
but it's the same concept though. It's the same concept about the prices being up and then they're lowering them, and you think that you're getting a deal, but in reality, you're just paying a price you should have at the beginning. I mean, not that's what I'm saying. I mean, people need to look at it the same.
I look at it differently. because we're accustomed to electronics and all these other things being at a certain price point and higher, and then they come down during the holiday season. With groceries, those are essentials you need every single day of your life. To me, when we're talking about food prices, if they are acknowledging that we have to slash, to me, it's like you shouldn't have had the damn prices high to begin with. You are doing us as a nation, in our community, a disservice by raising your prices up so damn high.
But
it's unacceptable.
But I think at the same time, though, when you're looking at these companies, and I'm not a corporate guy, but when you're looking at these companies, like it's a Cub or it's a Hy-Vee or Lunch Byerly's or, you know, Walmart or Aldi's or wherever, I think you want to be comparably priced with those products as your competitors. I mean, wouldn't that reason to stand that you want to be in the same ballpark?
Wait, say that one more time. I was looking at a text line.
No, that's fine. When you're going to all of these different places, whether it's Lunds, Byerly's, or Cub, or Hy-Vee, or Walmart, or Aldi's, or wherever, you know, wherever you might shop, I think if you've got a lot of these are, you know, if you're looking at everything across the board and they're all comparably priced, I think that's the problem. I don't think that's just a Cub problem. That's a pricing problem across the board. If you've got all of these companies are, you know, you're paying about the same for each product.
Yeah. Text line from the 612, Henry, if you buy 20 items at Lunds, Byerly's and compare to Cub Foods, Cub will be noticeably cheaper. Do your homework, Mike. That may be true, okay? But, Mike, respectfully, it depends on what the 20 items are. And respectfully, you cannot sit there and tell me that the Cub Foods, with regards to like organic stuff, and there's certain things that are offered, it's the same as Lunds Byerly's, because it's not. You can't tell me that Cub Foods, with regards to the quality of products, is the same as a Whole Foods or whatever, because it's not. It's not. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to knock Cub Foods. I'm really not trying to knock Cub Foods. But there are certain things that, I'm willing to buy at Cub Foods that may be slightly cheaper. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the usual 20 products, the 20 products that I typically buy at other places, I don't find at Cub Foods. So that's a difference, at least for me.
And I think there is something to that where, you know, it does get to the point where you're like, okay, I got to go to Cub for this. I got to go to Hy-Vee for this. I got to go to, you know, Lunds Byerly's. I think one thing that the perception, too, about Lunds Byerly's being upscale is it's silly, but I think it's also the carpet and the lighting and just the way that it's presented. It's like, oh, this is a little higher quality because you don't have that hardwood floor like you have in a lot of other places.
Like, for instance, like with juices and stuff like that, there are certain juices that I'm going to go and buy that I can only find at certain spots. There are some juices that I can't even necessarily find at a Byerly's Lunch because it's just not there. So with respect to the prices, sometimes I'm not going to go shop at a certain place because they just don't offer the same things. 651-461-9226. Hey, Chris, I know that we've got somebody that wants to hop on and talk about this, but let's try to do this. Let's take a break. Let's come back. We'll take a phone call or two, and we'll do that next year on The Lake Show. All right, a couple of phone calls that we'll get to. Now, if the 20 items were across the board available and the same at all of the different establishments, then we'd be on to something. But that's just not the case. Heck, I'm even a member of a co-op to try to get certain things with regards to shopping. Let's go to Mike in Minnetonka. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, Lake. Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, when you guys were talking about inflation and with the grocery stores and all that stuff, it's all about that perceived value, right? Just like when you walk into Kohl's and everything's on sale, you feel like you're getting a deal. The last time I was at a Cub, and it's been a while, but, you know, the store was unorganized, and then I get to the checkout line, and there's only self-checkout open, right?
Yep, which, I've seen
those
that,
other
too.
Stores that you list, you know, those other stores that you list, the Lunds, Byerly's, the Kohl's, They're bagging your groceries for you. They do it with a smile. They're making conversation, you know, and, you know, what's the value of that? It's huge because we keep going back to it, right?
Yep. Yep. No, I'm totally with you. And thanks for the phone call from Mike in Minnetonka. And look, I will always love that about Byerly's Lunch. I'll give you one specific location that I love. Is the one right off of, is it Duluth and Highway 100? Because there are people there that will have a disability that they will have that will be bagging groceries, that will be helping out. Like, I just love the fact that you're employing people and giving people opportunities that maybe they wouldn't get elsewhere, right? And just, maybe I'm just nostalgic and old school about the people that are bagging your groceries and the interaction. But yeah, I'm like Mike in Minnetonka. I think that's pretty awesome. And it's, you know, we're talking about a local chain. Let's go to Becky in St. Paul. How you doing, Becky?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. See, I've been listening to your concern about inflation, but when you mentioned North Minneapolis and the outrageous prices, I think you have to look more closely at an illegal situation occurring called redlining in neighborhoods where people of color and lower incomes.
It's a food desert.
No options.
Yeah. No. It's a food, but that's part of it. Like, it's a food desert. There have been literally grocery stores that have been shut down and basically people just don't have those options. And to me, that's why I said 2 years ago when I walked in there to grab two items for my father, I was like, what the heck is going on here? This is insane. This is ridiculous.
Right. But that's a reportable occurrence to the Attorney General. Redlining in Minnesota is illegal. And what they're doing is they're inflating the prices in that specific neighborhood. Illegally. You could go to the Cub in Northeast Minneapolis or wherever and find those prices significantly lower. And that's called redlining. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage you to report it to the Attorney General. They keep track of redlining and price gouging. And hey, good for you for bringing it up.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, Becky. I appreciate you calling into the show and also listening to the show. I love the interaction tonight. I love that people are listening and weighing in. That's what makes radio fun is the interaction that we have with mm-hmm. the listening audience.
And redlining is absolutely a thing. It's a problem with
no question.
You know, housing and retail and grocery. Yeah, redlining, unfortunately, is something that is always going to be an issue.
I love Becky. That was an awesome phone call. But like I said before, when you go to different establishments, the offerings are going to be different.
Yes.
I will go to all of these different places, and at the end of the day, you know what? At all of them, there may be a couple of different items that I can't even get from them, and I have to go to a co-op.
You have to go someplace else to get everything you need. Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yep.
I think a lot of people do.
Yep. All right, coming up next, Jonte Porter. In hot water. He's headed to jail because of what he did with the shady dealings, with skirting everything betting-wise. And we're going to talk to somebody about that specific story. Carrington Harrison joins us next.